Chapter 1. Where's Mwezi? Do you think she escaped? June asks. June and I are standing outside the giant enclosure at the Animal Rescue Center where Mwezi lives. I scan the grass and the small hill at the back of the enclosure. I spot a golden, tasseled tail under a low bush. A tassel is like a messy knot. Lions are the only cats with tasseled tails. There she is, I tell June, pointing to the bush. The tail thumps. I think she recognizes your voice, June says. And also my smell. I've known Mwezi longer than I've known you, I tell June. June and I met at sleepaway camp. When I told her and the girls in our bunk that I was a princess, they believed me. Things got complicated when they learned I wasn't really royalty. Luckily, they forgave me. It helped that my storytelling got us out of a sticky situation. I've known Mwezi all my life. I've even helped feed her. My parents are on the board of directors for the Animal Rescue Center. I've been coming here since I was a baby in a snuggly. Mwezi came to live at the center because one of her hind legs doesn't work right. The injury happened years ago when Mwezi lived in Tanzania and her leg got caught in a wire snare trap. At the time, Ms. Jessup, who is now the director of the center, was in Africa learning how to help injured lions. Ms. Jessup is a certified big cat keeper. When she returned to Canada, she brought Mwezi with her. These days, Mwezi spends most of her time napping, which is normal for a lion. When it's hot outside, like it is today, she finds herself a shady spot and settles in. I wish there was some way to make her come over to see us, June says. I know a trick to get Mwezi's attention, I tell June. Lions can hear noises from a mile away, so I blow hard on the bars on the outside of Mwezi's enclosure. In the distance, I see Mwezi's golden ears turn in our direction. Then Mwezi gets up from her spot and comes bounding over to us. Wow, June says when Mwezi rubs her cheek against the bars. You could get a job as a lion tamer, June says. You could wear a sparkly tuxedo. Sparkly clothes are not my style, I tell June. And I'd never want to be a lion tamer, but I would like to be a lion trainer. Or a big cat keeper, like Ms. Jessup. I have never heard of either of those jobs before, June says. People don't use the term lion tamer much anymore. Lion trainers don't just teach lions to do tricks. They teach people how to treat lions. Big cat keepers, like Ms. Jessup, educate the public, too. They also protect lions and tigers in captivity. When Mwezi opens her mouth, June jumps several feet back. Now Mwezi roars. Lionesses do not roar as loudly as lions do, but Mwezi's roar is loud enough that the porcupine in the next enclosure scuttles off to the rocky crevice where he lives. I can't help thinking that Mwezi is agreeing with what I just told June. Mwezi does not want to be tamed, but I don't think she minds being trained. I also think she'd like people to learn more about lions. June and I brought sandwiches for lunch. Our parents gave us money to buy ice cream in the cafeteria. The cafeteria is in the main building where the offices are. On our way in, we see Miss Jessup. Why, Angelica, she says. It's lovely to see you here today. I feel proud that someone as important as Miss Jessup knows my name. I introduce June. I really like your animal rescue center, June tells Miss Jessup. But your cafeteria needs to have more flavors of ice cream. A lot of people think vanilla is boring. Thanks for your suggestion, June. Ms. Jessup says. She turns back to me. Angelica, I'm setting up the conference room for a meeting. If you don't mind, could you carry in a chair for me? It would be an honor, I tell her. Miss Jessup points to a wooden chair in the hallway and to the conference room down the hall. The chair is not heavy. I pick it up and head down the hall. June is giving Miss Jessup more suggestions. June thinks the main building needs air conditioning. A boy wearing a gray baseball cap is walking toward me. He looks like he is about my age. The boy eyes the chair I am carrying. Hey, he says to me, are you a lion trainer? I'm about to say no. Maybe the boy has mistaken me for a lion trainer because of the chair I am carrying. He has probably seen pictures of old-fashioned circuses where lion tamers wave chairs in front of lions. I'm doing research about kids with unusual jobs, the boy says. It's for my school newspaper. But school doesn't start for another month, I say. I'm writing my article in advance. It's for the first edition, he says. I could explain the difference between tamers, trainers, and big cat keepers. I could tell the boy he has made a mistake. But I don't. Instead, I say, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Jelly, the new part-time lion trainer. I'd be happy to answer your questions.